这忠心的管家是神对于每一个神儿女的呼召。
Yes, it is God's calling for every child of God to be His faithful steward.
他叫我们每一个神儿女都成为一个忠心的管家。
He wants each one of us to be His faithful servant.
好吧，我们一起来读哥林多前书第四章。
Let's read together 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第一节和第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read them together.
人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家，所求于管家的是要他有忠心。这边讲到说人应当以我们为基督的执事。
Here it says,Men ought to regard us as servants of Christ.
那这个执事是一个蛮特别的一个字。
Here's the word servant is a very special word.
说到我们是基督的奴隶。
It talks about that we're his bond slave.
那这个字呢，它特别有一个意思，是说到在船舱底下摇桨的那个奴隶。
And this bond slave specifically talks about those slaves hidden underneath at the bottom of the boat to row the boat.
在船舱的底下在那里摇桨的
奴隶。 At the lowest deck, they rowed the boat.
我记得有一次我们在圣地亚哥的一个这个海港。
One time we went to this harbor in San Diego.
然后看见一艘航空母舰它开到港里面。
And we saw this big carrier that was going into the port.
那个印象真的是非常的壮观。
It was such a magnificent sight.
很少在这么近的距离看见一条航空母舰从你面前开过去。
Because that was the closest distance I've ever had to witness the marching of a carrier.
然后上面这些水手、海军的这些军官，他们穿着白色的衣服，站得非常整齐，站了一排。
And you see all these soldiers lining up in such a great form.
那个是非常的美丽壮观的。
It was such a beautiful and magnificent sight.
我想这样子开到港口里面，有多少人如果要欢呼，是向着这些在上面的这些水手、海军的军官。
I believe a lot of people are there waiting to welcome them with praises, and when they are pulled into the harbor.
我想在当时候，一样的一艘战船回来的时候，这些战士们站在上面，受许多人的欢呼。
And I believe for the battleship that's won the battle and coming back, also there will be crowd waiting at the port to welcome them.
但是有一般人。
Yet there's still a special group of people.
是别人所看不见的。
They're hidden. They're not visible.
他们在船的最底下。
They are at the lowest deck of the boat.
那这些奴隶在下面摇桨。
They are slaves. They are rolling the ship.
当船在行走，这一班人他做最辛苦的工作。
Therefore, in order for the ship to move forward, they have to work hard.
可是众人在欢呼时看不见他们。
However, all the welcoming sounds are not for them. They cannot see this group of people.
弟兄姊妹，这就是执事的意思。
Brother and sister, that's what I mean by being the servant of Christ.
今天神的家里面需要许多这样的执事。
In the house of God, we need a lot of servants like that.
需要许多隐藏的侍奉。
A lot of invisible services.
其实我们蒙召，我们就要做基督的执事。
After we're called by the Lord, we all become His servants.
所有所做的不是显在人的面前。
Whatever we do for Him is not for people to see.
但是我们愿意做一个船舱底下在摇桨的这样的一个奴隶。
But we'd be willing to be an invisible slave working hard at the bottom of the ship.
今天这艘船可以讲到说它整个的教会。
And the ship can be referred to the church of God.
但是在教会的里面需要有这般基督的执事。
However, it is so essential to have a group, a servant like that in the church of God.
他说为神奥秘事的管家。
But also, men also regard us as those entrusted with the secret things of God.
到底什么是神的奥秘呢？
What is the secret things of God?
在哥罗西书第二章第二节说神的奥秘就是基督。
In Colossians chapter 2 it says the secret of God is Christ himself.
神的奥秘就是基督。
The secret of God is Christ.
我们讲的奥秘好像就是在一个幕幔的里面，你所不明白，你所看不见。
When we talk about secret things like something hidden behind the veil, something that we cannot see.
但是耶稣基督神的儿子来到地上。
But after Jesus Christ, the Son of God came into the world.
他把父神彰显出来。
He was able to reveal what Father God is like.
他说你们看见了我，就是看见了父。
He said, if you see me, you have seen God.
神的儿子将这位隐藏的神 表现了出来。
Because the Son of God has come to reveal to the world the hidden God.
虽然主耶稣行走在地上的时候
，When Jesus was on the earth，
圣经说他就是神本体的真相。
Bible talks about him that he is the substance of God himself.
他把神的荣耀从他身上彰显出来。
He manifests the glory of God through him.
可是很多的人，他们想到神，觉得说这位创造宇宙万有、这位威严、满有荣耀的神。
Yeah, a lot of people thought about God the Creator, the awesome God.
但是呢，主耶稣彰显的却是这么的卑微。
Yeah, what they saw in Jesus was the humbleness, lowliness.
所以很多人看见主，他们没有办法接受，这就是神的儿子。
Therefore, it was very hard for people to accept the fact that He, Jesus, is the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹，神的奥秘就是基督。
But dear brothers and sisters, the mystery, the secret of God is Jesus Christ.
基督在地上就在这里把神彰显出来。
When Christ came into the world, He was there to reveal to them what God is like.
没有人看见过神。
No one has ever seen God.
只有父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
But only His Son from His bosom was able to reveal who He was.
所以主耶稣人看见了他，就是看见了父。
Therefore, when people saw Jesus, they saw the Father God.
今天这就是神的奥秘。
And that is the secret of God.
神的奥秘就是基督。
God's secret thing is nothing else but Jesus Christ.
但在以弗所书又告诉我们。
In the book Ephesians, it tells us.
保罗说他深知道基督的奥秘。
Paul says, I know indeed the secret of God.
什么是基督的奥秘呢？
The secret of Christ, which is.
那这个奥秘是讲到神的教会。
That is the church of God.
因为今天只有借着教会能够把神的丰富彰显出来。
Because again, only through church today, people can see what God is like.
今天基督在地上所做的、他所行的、所说的一切。
Everything that Christ intends to do or to speak.
他把他的所事所做、他的一切的丰富今天赐给了他的教会。
All that Christ has and is now has been given unto His own church.
弟兄姊妹，从我们蒙恩得救开始。
Therefore, since the first day we are saved.
我们真的要知道有一个太大的事情发生在我们里面。
We gotta know something magnificent, something significant occurred in our life.
我们所得着的叫做神儿子的生命。
Because what we have obtained was called the life of the Son of God.
这个生命是永远的生命。
And this life is the eternal life.
就是这位神儿子创造宇宙万有的主宰。
It is the Son of God who created all things.
万有都是为他而造的。
All things were made for him.
今天这么大的一个荣耀的生命。
Now this great and glorious life of Son of God.
今天可以住在我们的里面。
Can live inside of us.
叫我们能够把神的儿子耶稣基督把它彰显出来。
Therefore, we are able to manifest what Jesus Christ is like.
如果是我们真的认识到我们所蒙的恩典，
truly,
我们所要经过的荣耀。
If we truly know what kind of grace we have received and what kind of glory we are going enter into.
我们就会说，真的，基督的奥秘是讲到教会。
Then we immediately admit that indeed the secret of Christ is us, the church.
那一粒麦子已经落在地里面死了。
For that one grain of wheat has fallen into the ground and died.
今天就结出许多的籽粒来。
And is able to yield many more.
每一个籽粒都有耶稣基督的生命。
And each grain of us now can have the life of Jesus Christ.
我们就是这些所长出来的。
And we are what's growing out of Jesus.
所以如果我们认识基督的职事，他们要做什么？
If we understand the ministry of Jesus Christ, which means what Christ desires to do.
他们说我们叫做神奥秘式的管家。
Then we can say we are the secret things keeper.
管家他有什么工作的项目呢？
What are the requirements for the steward of God's secret things?
他的职责是要治理，是要分配。
First, his duty is to distribute and to manage.
他要经营所有神所托给我们的。
He is supposed to manage everything that God has entrusted him with.
也就是说，今天我们讲到这个是神的奥秘，说到基督是神的奥秘，教会是基督的奥秘。
Therefore, when we talk about Christ is the mystery of God and church is the mystery of Christ.
所有神一切的丰富，我们今天借着这些管家把它分赐给神的儿女。
Through us, the keepers, we're supposed to distribute and manage all these mysteries of God.
我们来读一下路加福音十二章四十二节。
Let's read on Luke 12 and 42.
主说谁是那忠心有见识的管家，主人派他管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？所以我们看见一个是管理家里的人。
Here, somebody is the master over things in the house of God.
然后按时分粮给他们。
And someone is there to distribute the food allowance at the proper time.
在古时候，一个很有钱的家里，他们都会请管家的。
It is very common to have a housekeeper or a manager over the house in the ancient rich family.
在主人的家里有很多丰富的产业。
And in the master house, there is such abundance.
但是要经过管家来管理来分配。
So you need to have a manager to take care of everything and to distribute it, everything.
这些所有的东西所有的丰富是不是属于管家的呢？
Yeah, all this abundance belong to the keeper or the manager?
不是的。
No.
都是属于主人的。
It all belongs to the master of the house.
但是这个管家要把它分赐出去。
But the duty of the keeper or manager is to distribute them properly.
当他分赐出去按时候分粮。
So when he distributes them at the proper time,
叫众人都能够得着。
So that everyone can receive.
今天我们在神的家里面，我们都知道神所有的丰富他都要赐给我们。
Today we are in the house of God and we know God has entrusted us with all his abundance.
在我们每一个神儿女的里面，我们都经历到那个丰富实在是太大了。
And in each one of us we all have experienced that his abundance.
但是今天我们有没有把这个丰富把它分赐出去？
But the problem is, are we able to distribute what we have received from him?
按时候分粮出去。
Do we distribute them at theproper timing.
叫别人也能够得着生命。
So that other people can also receive the same thing.
叫别人也能够遇见主的自己。
They can also meet with the Lord themselves.
我想这里是叫做管家。
And this is what we call the manager.
我们做管家的，每一个都是做管家的。
Each one of us here is a manager of God's house.
首先我们要认识基督的丰富。
First of all, we have to know his abundance.
我们必须认识到我们里面的宝贝。
We have to know the treasure that we all have received.
认识主的生命。
To recognize the life of Jesus Christ.
我们要储蓄粮食。
We need to accumulate abundantly.
我们要认识神的话语。
We have to know the words of God well.
他的话就是灵，就是生命。
And his words are life and is spirit to us.
我们得着了神的话当作粮食把它吃下去。
Once we receive the word of God, we take it in as is our spiritual food.
我们认识了神这么丰富，然后呢，我们可以把产业分出去。
Once we know of his fullness, then we are able to give it to others.
什么时候遇见人，我们知道怎么样把粮食分给人。
So that when people are in need, we know how to help them.
什么时候遇见人，我们知道怎么样把基督的爱能够分给人。
And we know how to give to people the love of Jesus Christ.
叫别人能够得着，能够认识基督的丰富。
So they can also receive, they can also know the abundance that's in Christ.
昨天有一位弟兄到我家。
Yesterday there was his brother came to visit us.
是我找了半天找他来帮我这个帮我们家要修理这些喷水的这些系统。
I've been looking for him for a long time to help us repair our water sprinkler.
当那一年我们在 St. Gabriel 把那个会所买下来之后。
I remember many years ago when we first purchased the facility in St. Gabriel.
95年我们请了这位弟兄他来帮忙做所有的这个院子啊这些所有的这个洒水系统。
And it was in 1995, we asked him to help us with the setup of the entire sprinkler system for church.
所以那个时候跟这位弟兄呢有一点的接触。
I had some contact with him during that time.
那常常他来做的时候脸上是通红的。
Many times when he came to the church job site, his face was all red.
然后常常闻到了一股酒味。
And you could tell he was drinking.
然后呢常常他来的时候呢讲了很多他家庭的问题，婚姻的问题。
He would tell me all the problems in his life, his family, his marriage.
呀，看起来就是好像蛮潦倒的。
He was in a miserable condition.
那过了好多年了，我都没有见过他。
And many years after that, I never saw him again.
昨天，他就到我们家来。
Until yesterday, he came to our house.
我跟他讲，每一次我在圣给我那边看见那些喷水的那些，我都会想到你。
As I always remember you when I saw the water sprinklers working.
但是当他在那里跟我交通的时候
，And then he started fellowship with me.
哎呀，我很稀奇。
I was truly amazed.
经过了这几年
，After so many years,
这个弟兄真的有一个很大的改变。
Our brothers has truly been changed.
他说他现在常常在教会里面做教导的工作。
He said he's now a teacher in the house of God.
啊，他也在写书。
He's also writing some spiritual books.
他讲一些他 他这个生活中的见证。
He shared with me some of the testimony in his life.
他说他们家的隔壁。
He said his neighbor.
有一个房子。
Had there was this house.
那住着一个人，人人都非常的讨厌。
Despised by all other neighbors.
所有进出的人都是非常的可怕。
And whoever visit him are not good people.
那有一次呢，他遇见到这个人。
And one time he had a chance to meet with this guy next door.
他们在隔壁那边做很多不好的事情，在那里贩卖毒品。
And they were selling drugs actually at the time.
后来这个人跟他有一点的讲话。
Yeah, he was able to have some conversation with this guy next door.
很简单的交通里面。
With some very simple fellowship.
他从他心的最深处告诉他，神怎么样是爱你的。
From the depth of his heart, he sincerely told the next door neighbor how God loved him.
那个人就跟他讲，我小时候也是信主的。
And the guy told me, you know, I believed in Jesus when I was a child.
我也去教会的。
I went to church when I was little.
但后来我就离开了。
But later on, I departed from it.
但是这位弟兄，他真的说，今天最大的一个能力，他自己认识，就是基督的爱。
And this brother shared with us, he really recognized the fact that the greatest power is the love of Jesus Christ.
他借着祷告，借着他里面向着这样的一个人的那个爱。
And with prayer and the love he had toward this next door neighbor.
那最后整个的环境，整个的情况有了一个很大的改变。
The next door neighbor was greatly changed.
他说他们的对面后来搬来了一家人。
And then not long after that, across from the street, they're moving this new family.
那这家人呢，有好几个非常可怕的 teenager。
And in this family, there are a lot of scary teenagers.
那常常在这个街上，这个快车跑来跑去的。
Because they were raced up and down the street.
他说有一次主就感动他。
And one time the Lord moved him.
带了好吃的东西。
To bring some nice meals.
然后他就去他们那里看望。
And go across the street and visit the family.
然后后来在一个店里面就遇到了那个孩子当中的老大。
And he met with the oldest child in one of the local store one day.
他就主动的跟他握手，跟他寒暄。
He initiated the handshaking and had engaged a conversation with him.
但他做这些，他知道有一件事情，就是他里面的爱是基督的爱。
He knew clear in his heart there was this love of Christ in him, made him do all these things.
那这个爱从他里面出来，就会影响人，就会改变人。
And because this love of Christ in him, he was able to do things.That have impact.
哎，我听了，我觉得真的很稀奇。
And I was amazed at what he shared.
一面真的稀奇，在这几年中，弟兄身上有这么大的改变。
On one hand, I was amazed at the change in his life.
那另外一面，真的发现，今天我们要做一个忠心的管家。
And on the other hand, I truly felt we should be a faithful steward in the house of God.
很多时候我们遇见人的时候，我们没有那个觉得说我们要把里面的生命能够分赐出去。
Because many times we may meet with strangers, but we don't have the burden to say, I need to give to him what I have.
我们把里面所有的丰富要往外涌流。
I need to let the abundance in me to flow out.
在四章二节说，所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
Here, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2 says, Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must be proved faithful.
好像在这里是讲到管家的条件的第一个也是最重要的。
It's like this is the first and the most important requirement for a housekeeper.
就是要有忠心。
Which is to be faithful.
施布真他是在教会历史上一个讲道方面可以说是排在最前面的。
Brother Spurgeon, who was famous for his ability to serve, to preach sermon.
常常看见他的传记，他可以向一万人、两万人在那里讲道。
If you read of his biography, you see he often preached to 10,000 or 20,000 of people.
那个时候是没有麦克风的。
You gotta know at that time there was no microphone system.
今天如果我们在这里没有用麦克风，可能大家后面都听不太清楚。
Imagine without a microphone, you probably won't be able to hear me in the back.
但是想象说。一万人两万人
Imagine 20,000 people.
主真的是重用我们的弟兄。
We know the Lord must have really helped our brother.
那后来施布真当他在讲到神怎么样用他的时候
And Brother Spurgeon once shared how God has used him greatly.
他特别讲到当他还是一个 teenager.
He specifically talked about his experience when he was still a teenager.
一个青少年
He was just a teenager.
神就安排在教会里面叫他教主日学
God had put him in his church to be a Sunday school teacher.
那在主日学虽然面对了一些孩子
In Sunday school, there were just a bunch of kids.
但是主让他里面有一个忠心。
But the Lord has entrusted him with that, and he had this good, faithful heart.
我想他对着这几个孩子在讲道的时候，可能跟以后他对着一两万人讲道的时候，他用的是同样的心态。
And I believe he had the same faithfulness facing this group of little kids.The same faithfulness he has toward the 10,000-20,000 crowd later on.
在主面前的祷告，在主面前的寻求，得着神的话语。
He will pray and wait before the Lord and receive words from God in order to speak.
因为他的忠心是从他在这个小的 group 里面，他所能够彰显出来。
His faithfulness was able to be seen when he was teaching a small group of kids.
所以神能够用他。
That's why God could have used him later on.
我们来读一下路加。十六章第十节。
Let's read on Luke chapter 16, verse 10.
人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心，在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义。我们再读一下提摩太前书第一章第十二节。
And continue First Timothy chapter 1, verse 12.
我感谢那给我力量的我们主基督耶稣因他以我有忠心派我服侍他这边讲得很奇妙哈，因他以我有忠心派我服侍他
Here says he considered me faithful appointing me to his service
其实今天我们能够服侍神是神给我们的恩典
Therefore we gotta know it's some a grace appointed from God that we're able to serve
叫我们能够侍奉这位万主之主万王之王
That we are able to serve this King of Kings and the Lord of Lords
但是保罗说因他以我有忠心派我服侍他
Paul said here he considered me faithful appointing me to his service
神要人来侍奉
God wants people to serve him
他拣选有忠心的人来服侍
He will choose those who are faithful.
到底什么是叫做有忠心呢
So what does it mean by to be faithful?
我想简单的说
Simply put,
就是你办事我放心
Is that? When I give you this duty, I trust you will do well.
就说这件事情你是可以信靠的
So I can trust you with this.
你是可以是一个 faithful,是一个 trustworthy 就是说是可以把事情托给你的
I know you're faithful and trustworthy so I feel comfortable giving you certain duty
我想这就是忠心
I believe that's what I mean by being faithful
今天我想不单是在神的家里面神要得着的人是一个忠心的人
Not only God intends to get someone that's faithful in his house
我想在世界上每一个公司每一个老板他都要得着是一个忠心的人
That principle applies in this role everybBusiness owner want to find someone that's trustworthy and faithful.
但是常常神的儿女在工作的时候还蛮忠心的。
And many times we children God are pretty trustworthy at work.
我想很少人会随便迟到的。
And I don't believe people will go to work late often.
今天安排你做什么事，时候到了。我想大部分都是来的。
I believe we all report to work punctually.
今天你要请假，要不能来。总是打个电话对不起我今天不能到我请个假
If you are unable to fulfill your obligation you will have called to ask for a time off
但是常常我们在神家里面看见好像觉得说没有什么太重要
However in the house of God you see people are quite careless
安排的服事有来没来还没有什么关系的
It's like it really doesn't matter I come or not even though I've been assigned to serve
好像这些是无所谓的
It's like it really doesn't matter
因为我是多出来去做这么一些服事的
Because I'm just like that extra person in the house of God
好像是给神一些好的这个帮忙这个给他这个怎么讲呢就是说给他一些好处的
It's like I'm here to serve so that I can give God some benefits
弟兄姊妹，我们能够侍奉是神给我们极大的恩典。
But dear brothers and sisters, we have to know it is God's grace to us that we are able to serve.
他告诉我们说，在小事上忠心，才能在大事上忠心。
It's only when you are trustworthy on small things, then you can be trusted with bigger things.
在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义。
And if we are dishonest with a very little thing, then we will be dishonest with much more things.
神不是要随随便便的抓一些人做一些事情而已。
God doesn't just casually pick a few people to work.
他要有忠心的人来服侍他。
He wants those who are faithful to serve.
每一样的服侍 都是侍立在神的面前。
Everything we do for him is done unto him.
其实在神家里面的事没有大事没有小事。
Actually, in the house of God, there's no big or small things.
每一样事情都是大的。
Everything is big.
每一样事情也可以都是小的。
And everything can be also little.
但是每一样事情我们必须用着一个忠诚的心我们在那里侍奉我们的永生神。
But it doesn't matter. We have to serve with a faithful attitude.
我想很多的时候当我们在交通可能有人会觉得说好像是一些要求
And when we share points like this you may feel that these are all kinds of requirements
但是其实我们越多读神的话我们越多在神的面前我们发现说很多的事其实是非常严肃的
But if you carefully read the word of God you'll discover many things God regards them very serious
像保罗说我感谢那给我力量的我们主耶稣基督
Just like Paul says in 1 Timothy I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has given me strength
因他以我有忠心派我服侍他
That he considered me faithful appointing me to his service
感谢主在保罗的身上我们真的看见一个忠心的仆人
And through the servant of God Paul we truly see the example of a faithful servant
我们也求主常常光照我们
And we pray the Lord would just enlighten us
叫我们悔改在主的面前
So that we will have a chance to repent before him
真的多少的时候我们没有做一个忠心的人
Because there are so many times we're just not faithful
真的我们多少时候没有看重我们手中的服事
And many times we don't look seriously the things that he has entrusted us with
我们没有看重主托在我们身上的
we look lightly the things he has entrusted us
今天其实真正来讲我们很多的服事不一定就是在神的家里面
And a lot of times our service for him not necessarily happening in his house
知不知道我们今天是神所差派的使者
Do we know we are his commissioners
我们有一个责任
We're his messengers and we have this duty
我们要把基督耶稣的生命能够带到这个世界里面去
Which is we need to bring forth his wonderful life into the world
人看见了主他们就是看见了父
So when people saw Jesus they saw the Father God
今天人看见了我们我们就是代表着基督
At the same token when people see us they see Jesus Christ
神的奥秘就是基督
Because the secret thing of God is Christ
基督的奥秘是他的教会
And the secret thing of Christ is his church
他的教会不是别的一个抽象的名词
And his church is not just an abstract term
他的教会不是一个建筑
It's not a building
他的教会就是我们每一个人
His church is us
我们若是今天知道我们就是代表教会
If we truly know that we represent the church of God
我们就是代表基督
We represent Christ
今天我们要带着一个怎么样的使命把主带到这个世界去
And then what kind of burden we should have to bring our Lord into the world
今天我们能够服侍我们的神
that we are able to serve our God
真的还不在于我们做一些事情
it doesn't matter how much we can do or how capable we can do
但是我们把主活出来
but we live out a life example
把主能够分赐出去
so that I can give other people the life of Jesus
这是我们今天在地上的一个使命
and that is our mission on earth
他说在小事上忠心在大事上也忠心
He said whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much
可能我们就是很简单说了一句话
Maybe it's just a comment from us
这句话可以带着生命能力来帮助这个人
That comment can be filled with life and power and help somebody
这个话也可以带着许多里面的苦毒恨恶叫这个人受伤害
On the other hand our comment can be filled with bitterness and hatred and hurt others
虽然就是一句话
Maybe it was just a comment
但是今天我们有没有向主忠心
But are we being faithful when we say something
我想这每一个点其实都是很重要
And I believe every point in our life is important
今天我们做的每一件事情
Everything we do
圣经也告诉我们说这是小事的日子圣灵所做的事情
And Bible tells us when Holy Spirit works you can regard this as the days of little things
但是我们在每一件事情上神正在这里检查我们
However,
看我们是不是有忠心
On each of these little things God is checking on us see if we have been faithful
当我们在工作的场合
At work
也许你做一件事情不一定别人看得到
Maybe you do something is not seen by your boss or others
但是我们从心里做像是给主做的
However,
不是给人做的
We do it from our heart as if we're doing it for our Lord not for man
真的是从心里面好像是在服侍主，不是在服侍人。
As if we're doing this as our service to God, not service to man.
但是很多时候，这个忠心显出来的是在你工作岗位上。
And many times our faithfulness is manifest through our work.
你好像做的手中所接触的不过是一些世界上的事情。
And maybe it's just worldly thing that we're doing.
但是你知不知道，你正在服侍这位天上的永生神？
But do we realize by doing this faithfully, we are serving our heavenly Father?
你站在世人的面前，把神的丰富荣耀，我们把它彰显出来。
That is the time we can manifest the glory of God in front of the worldly people.
世界上的人，你的同事、你的邻居，看见了你，他们有没有看见了主
？So their coworkers or our neighbors, when they see us, they can see Christ.
我想这都是我们一生彼此需要勉励。
And this is something you and I need to continue to encourage one another with.
所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
What's required of a steward is to be faithful.
我盼望说，我们真的是认识到今天主量给我们有一些的服事，真的是他给我们的恩典。
It's a sincere wish of mine that we really understand every time we're assigned to serve in the house of God, it's the grace from Him.
不是一个苦差事。
It's not just a duty given.
所以我们在服事的当中，真的里面充满了喜乐。
Therefore, when we carry out the duties, we should be filled with joy.
真的是主看得起我。
And consider it because God has considered me faithful.
他以为我有忠心，所以派我来服事他。
He has considered me faithful, so He has assigned to me some work to do.
这是太大的荣耀。
And that is such a great glory.
无论是哪一样服事。
It doesn't matter what kind of service is assigned.
我们都要觉得这是主给我的恩典。
We should feel honored that this is the grace from God.
我记得我在得救以后。
I remember after I became a Christian.
好像从高一开始呢，那个以前在那里聚会的那个牧师，他就找我刻钢板。
Starting from 10th grade, the pastor of my church asked me to write this. This.
在那个时候。
Do some manual work.
是写主日的聚会的程序单。
And I was supposed to draft the program sheet for the Sunday.
因为那个时候是要用油印的。
At that time we used the press machine.
所以呢，那个单子呢，它是一个油那个什么蜡纸，然后你上面刻钢板。
So I need to write very neatly on the wax paper.
那刻完了以后呢，然后才用油印机，然后我们这样一张一张的印。
And after it's done, then we use the press machine to make more copies.
所以他那时候就叫我做这件工作。
At the time he assigned me with that job.
哎呀，我那时候觉得说能够做这件工作实在是一个非常荣耀的一件事情。
And I feel very honored that I was able to serve like that.
所以每一个礼拜六。
Therefore every Saturday night.
就对我来讲有一件很重要的事情。
And there's some important thing waiting for me.
就要到教会去来刻这个钢板。
Which is to go to God's church and to start writing on the wax paper.
你不要看只有这么两张哦。
Don't look lightly, only two pages.
这一颗大概要两个小时。
It will take me about 2 hours to write it.
有的时候你还一颗这个一撇歪了，你说它怎么办呢？
Sometimes, especially when I made an error, and then I need to fix it.
感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
我想神也是看我有忠心。
And I think God regard me faithful.
到今天还在做节目单。
So I'm still in trouble with this duty even till today.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
很多时候我们回想，其实我们做的真的算不得什么。
Many times, if you look at the work at your hand, you really know it's nothing.
但是今天每一样事情，虽然看起来可以是一个小事。
Yeah, everything may be regarded as a little thing.
但是求我们的主在我们里面看见我们有一个真的忠心。
But we pray the Lord will see faithfulness on us.
我们每一件事情做在主的面前。
We do everything unto Him.
我们再来读一下彼得前书第四章第十节。
Let's read on 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。所以我们做管家必须要有忠心。
And to be his steward, we have to be faithful.
在这边告诉我们要做神百般恩赐的好管家。
He says, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms.
神给我们每一个人都有恩赐。
Because God has given to each one of us some gift.
也就是说，这一些呢是从神而得来的。
Gift means it's something we receive from God.
今天不是我们去努力，所以我得着这样的一个才能。
It's not through our efforts we have received these gifts.
是从神而来的。
But given from God.
今天有许多属灵的恩赐。
Many times we have spiritual gifts.
其实每一个重生得救的儿女，我们因蒙恩得救，我们在追求主的路上，神一直的把这些属灵恩赐要赐给我们。
And actually, for each child of God, from the day we're saved, God intends to give to us all kinds of spiritual gifts.
神叫我们用这些恩赐彼此服侍。
So that with these gifts we can serve one another.
很多时候你稀奇有一个才刚得救的一个孩子。
Sometimes you're amazed at the fact a little child who just been saved.
他就为病人祷告。
He or she can pray for other sick people.
主就真的听他的祷告。
And God would have listened to him or her.
他可以用这个祷告，他可以来服侍。
With the prayer, he or she could administer to others.
很多的时候有些人他跟人家一交通他就能够安慰人。
And a lot of times people can through fellowship comfort others.
神就用这个指示。
And well, that's a ministry that God could use.
用这样的恩赐我们彼此服侍。
And through these gifts we can minister to each other.
他说做神百般恩赐的好管家。
That's what I mean by faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms.
我们知道我们所有的今天不是真正属于我们的。
We have to know nothing we own belongs to ourselves.
管家的意思就是说我只是在这里管理，这不是我的东西啊。
The meaning of the word steward or manager means I'm just managing something that does not belong to me.
这些都是神所赐的。
These are things of God.
很多时候我们的问题就把一些东西呢都据为己有。
The problem we have oftentimes is that we consider these things are ours.
这是我的。
This is mine.
这个时间是我的时间。
The time's my time.
这个钱是我的钱。
The money is my money.
房子是我的房子。
The house is my house.
甚至有些人觉得这个恩赐是我的恩赐。
Some people even think the spiritual gift he has is my gift.
我觉得对你好，我来用这个恩赐
帮助你。If I like you, I may apply the gift God's given to me to help you.
但是更多的时候呢，那这是我的啊。
But many times I would think this is mine.
盼望能够为着我来做很多的事情。
I will only use it for my own sake.
但是神在这里告诉我们，要我们做百般恩赐的好管家。
But God said here, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms.
这都是神的。
Means these are all God.
每一个恩赐都是神所
给的。Every gift we have is given by God.
而且属灵的恩赐有一个很特别的特点。
And there's a special point about the spiritual gift.
你越用就越有。
The more you use.The more God will supply you with.
你不用，久而不用，它慢慢就好像没有了。
And if you do not apply them, then gradually you will lose them completely.
所以我们知道说，其实我们里面都有这样的恩赐。
Yeah, but we all know we have some gifts from God.
因为神儿子的生命在我们里面。
Because we all have the life of Son of God.
因为他乐意把各样的恩赐来赏给我们。
Who is glad to give to us all kinds of gifts.
为了什么目的呢
？For what purpose？
这边很清楚。
It's very clear here.
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍。
That each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others.
要彼此服侍的。
To serve others.
你得着恩赐有一个目的的。
There's a purpose for us to receive gifts.
我们彼此服侍。
Which is to serve others.
你有祷告，彼此祷告。
If you can pray, pray with others.
要这个医病的彼此按手
and you can heal, lay hands on other people.
安慰人的我们真的彼此安慰
you can comfort others, comfort others.
能够建立人的我们彼此建立
you're able to edify others, do so.
我们彼此在这里用恩赐配搭在这里侍奉
we should work well together and serve each other together.
他说做神百般恩赐的好管家
so that we can faithfully administer God's grace in its various forms.
不当属灵的恩赐我们要做一个好的管家
This principle does not only apply to spiritual gifts
我们也看见时间是神所给的
It also applies to the time we have
我们好像理所当然这个时间就是我的
Many times we feel the time is mine
每一天就是我自己在这里安排这个时间
I manage my time according to myself
但是弟兄姊妹我们有没有想过我们要做一个时间的管家
Brothers and sisters have we thought about we are also the steward of time
管家意思就是说这不是属于我的
Being a steward means we don't own the time
我们的生命气息都在主的手里面
Because the breath of of our life is in the hand of our God.
今天我们在时间中，主把这个时间赐给我们。
We're still alive because God has entrusted us with time.
叫我们知道怎么样做一个时间的好管家。
So that we can learn how to be a faithful steward of time.
有一次有一个弟兄，他打电话跟我交通。
One time was this brother called me.
他说他来聚会，他常常遇到很多的拦阻。
He said every time when he was about to come to the church meeting, he would have some other things that hinder him from coming.
我就听说。什么样的拦阻呢
？So I was paying close attention to what kind of obstacles we have.
他说常常啊，我都准备好要出门要聚会了。
He said sometimes we were all ready to go out to go to church.
一下有一个电话打来。
And the phone would ring.
这个电话也不好意思挂掉。
And I really feel embarrassed to cut it off.
这一讲呢，时间就耽误了。
So I continue engage conversation in the phone.
又一次呢，我真的都准备好要走了。
And there was another time when I was ready to go.
一个客户又打电话来。
And then one of my customers called.
这个不好意思不见他。
And I really had to see this customer.
好像他就是在这个时候他才有空啊。
It's like this is the only time my customer has time.
他就说他真的遇到好多拦阻啊。
He said I feel there are so many obstacles blocking me from coming to God's church.
仇敌用各样的方法要拦阻他来教会。
It's like the enemy is trying every way to stop him from coming to church.
我说的确仇敌他就是用很多方法要来拦阻我们。
And I agree with him. Yes, indeed, that's what Satan intends to do.
但是今天若是我们真正做一个时间的管家
if we are a steward of our time,
你还是要负起完全的责任的
we are still responsible for what happens.
你可不可以说今天就是总统来找我没有一个人比总统还大的
Do you have the determination to say even if the president of this country come to me today?
若你做一个时间的管家你知道说主人到底是谁啊
Since we are steward of time and we know who the master of our time is
这个决定还是在你的手上
You can still make the determination whether you go or not
我们是一个做时间管家的
We're just a steward of time
后来我跟弟兄交通
So I share with my dear brother
今天我们可以做一个忠心的管家。
I said, you know, we are able to become a faithful one.
你可以就跟你的客户说，我们改一个时间再谈。
You can ask your customer to make another appointment.
因为神是最大的。
Because, you know, our God is the greatest.
没有一个人比神更大。
There's no one greater than God.
真的弟兄姊妹，若我们有这样的一个决心。
Dear brothers and sisters, if we truly have that kind of mind.
若我们向着神有这样的一个忠心。
If we truly have the absolute faithfulness toward God.
其实你面对很多环境很容易的。
Then you find it's very easy to face obstacles.
你并没有那么多的挣扎难过。
You don't have to struggle like that.
这个不好意思，那个又很为难。
You won't feel sorry or embarrassed to decline others.Request.
感谢主，我们侍奉我们的永生神。
We thank the Lord for we are serving the eternal God.
今天你们要找我。
You want to look? You need me?
我们必须以神为放在第一位。
I'm sorry, my God is my first priority.
我们其他的时间我们可以好好安排。
And I can make another appointment with you at other time.
今天神是不是在我们时间里面他是在摆在第一位呢
Now it's our God first priority when we manage our time.
我记得以前在工作的时候
I remember when I was still working.
在我们公司有的时候他请了很多的客户有一些训练的
Hey,
一个礼拜的训练
And there are times we will host this one week training seminar for all our customers.
那个时候我也负责一些训练的工作。
At the time, I was also in charge partially their training obligation.
就那段时间呢，他们常常在礼拜二的晚上，他们安排和这些客户吃饭。
And the routine practice is that we will host a dinner banquet.For all our customers on Tuesday night.
那在那个晚上呢，他也希望这些老师们啊，跟这些客户啊，大家能够这个 social 一下，打成一片啊。
Of course, the owner of our company wants us teachers to be present at the banquet.
所以他们就说，你可不可以一起，希望你一起去啊。
So they will want all of us go.
那后来，就是在那个刚开始的时候。
And at the initial point of this practice,
因为礼拜二晚上那个时候是我们祷告聚会
because Tuesday night is the church prayer meeting time.
后来我就跟我们的那个老板说
So I told my manager,
我说对不起，礼拜二晚上我有祷告聚会
I'm sorry, Tuesday night I have to go to church for the prayer meeting.
其他时间我都可以来，但是这个聚会的时间呢，对不起，我就没有办法来了
I can come if this banquet is on any other night, but Tuesday night I have to go to church.
刚开始我还会有一点担心。
At first, when I told him this, I was a little bit worried.
会不会得罪了这个老板？
Maybe by saying this, I would have offended him.
会不会他有一个不好的印象啊？
Maybe he would have this poor impression on me.
这公司一个很重要的一个需要你来帮忙，你怎么就去聚会了？
How can you be disappearing at this such important event?
但是那时候觉得我们是一个时间的管家。
But at that time, I feel I'm just a steward of time.
主必须是放在第一位。
I have put God first.
但是当第一次过去以后
，And after the first seminar is over，
我发现我们的老板他反而对我有一个说不出来的另外一种的尊敬。
And I sense that he actually has this unspeakable respect toward me。
有时候到了 Good Friday 的时候，他自己就跑来主动跟我讲说 ，Timothy 啊，你早点下班啦。
And sometimes when it's Good Friday, he will actually come to my office and say, Timothy, you should go earlier today。
他说今天是你们放假的日子，我说我们没有放假。
Because it's Good Friday, it's your time off. Leave early. I said, no, we actually don't celebrate Good Friday.
所以你发现说有一个很不一样的。
And I discovered something unusual happened here.
以后公司办什么事情，他会先来问问看你这天有没有什么聚会啊。
And whenever they want to host any special event, they will come check my schedule first. Do you have church meeting this evening?
最好不要跟我的聚会冲突啊。
Make sure it does not conflict with my schedule.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在世界上。
Dear brothers and sisters, we are in this world.
但是神叫我们做一个忠心的管家。
God wants us to be His faithful servants.
其实我们越站在神的这一边。
Actually, the more we stand on God's side.
你会看见世人看见我们是不一样的。
And you know, the worldly people recognize that we are different.
一面我们好像是一个奇特的子民。
On one hand, we are like very unique people.
我们的原则、我们的道路跟世界上的人是完全不一样的。
Because we have very different way and principles in life.
但是呢，我们却能够对他们有一个影响的力量。
However, we're able to impact them.
你发现说，后来有些同事，有些他们有一些个人的问题，他会来找你，问你说，跟你交通，寻求帮助。
And gradually, you notice your coworkers, your friends around you, they start seeking help through you when they have problems.
不是我们有什么本事。
It's not that we are able to do something.
神叫我们做百般恩赐的好管家。
But God desires for us to be His faithful servant in His according to His grace in various forms.
要借着我们这些卑微的人，把基督他一切的丰富能够彰显出来。
Through us, little people, we're able to manifest the great grace of Him.
这是主给我们一个极大的恩典。
And this is a blessing from God.
弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们在这里交通，神要得着。一个忠心的管家。
We're here to share with you that God wants to obtain faithful stewards.
他要我们在小事上忠心。
He wants to be faithful on small things.
他说我们就在大事上才能够忠心。
Then he can entrust us with bigger things.
今天在小事上他托给你的，他不能放心。
If he can even trust us with the little thing he gave to us,
他也没有办法放心把大的事情交托给我们。
Then he is not able to trust us with much more bigger things.
真的到有一天，如果神能说你办事我放心。
Imagine one day God can say, if it's you're doing that, I have no problem.
你就知道说神一定把很多的。托付要托在我们身上。
You know God needs to entrust us with many things.
他讲到说，今天我们若是忠心，到那一天，他给我们几座城，让你来管理。
Bible even tells us that if He finds us faithful on earth, one day when we enter eternity, He will have us in charge of many cities.
今天神所看重的，还不是我们所做的工作的外表。
And God doesn't care whether we do big or small things externally.
他看重是我们这个人。
But He cares about us.
看我们是不是一个忠心的人。
He cares about if we have been faithful.
是不是一个忠心的管家。
Whether we are faithful stewards.
愿我们在主里面彼此勉励。
May we encourage one another in the Lord.
我们再来唱诗歌636首。
Let's sing the song one more time, 636.